Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good afternoon for this special Wednesday afternoon show with a very special guest, Eva Gregory, my friend. She is the one person who does the law of attraction like nobody else on planet Earth. And we've had her on the show before, and she was top rated, and still people download that show like crazy. Wow. But I'm telling you, rocking girlfriend. But I know that, and I'm apologizing to everybody in advance for the little a bit of the cold that I'm battling here, but, you know, the good news is that you came for Eva, so and she's feeling terrific. So the thing that I want people to be aware of today is that she has got a special program that's going on right now through this Saturday, so it's perfect divine timing that you're here. So that, you know, if you're one of those people out there that really is ready to make it happen and you want the tools that you can trust, this is no accident that you're going to be listening to Eva, because she's going to help you get divine guidance on demand. Doesn't that sound great? Instantaneous, on demand. I want to remind everybody, we've had a lot of shows. In fact, this is our second show today. We had Randy Gage on earlier. And it's just been packed. There's just so many people doing amazing things. And if you want to make sure you get connected to that, you know, positive energy, go to my website, Green Sky and Blue Grass, and sign up for the monthly Mind Vitamin News, and you'll find out all about it. And there's going to be a lot of information that Eva's going to give you, and you can replay that right here on the BTR page, or you can download the show with her to your mobile device, which a lot of people love, from iTunes, and that's free as well. So get your pen and paper ready and make sure that you get all of this information down, because it's going to make your life so much better and you're worth it. Now, if you don't already know Eva, and I can't imagine that you don't, but let me just tell you a little bit about her. First of all, I'm sure many of you are familiar with her beautiful face shining there. She's a very familiar face to many of us. But she's been, I mean, she's just done so much. She's been named one of WECAI's top 100, okay, who's who among women in e-commerce for 2012. She's also been picked by Inspire Me Today's Luminaries as one of the top of the top. And let me just give you an idea who's in that she's with. Sir Richard Branson, Seth Godin, Marcy Shimoff, Jack Canfield. So we have another featured 101 great ways to improve your life. She's been up there with leading experts named as the best of the best, with people like Bob Berg, Kara Tuttle, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn. She's been named a number of years as Coach of the Year by the International Federation of Coaching. That's no easy task. She's authored over 7 books. She's co-host of over 3 radio programs. She's founding of a Leading Edge Coaching and Training LLC. I mean, and this is just to name a few, okay? She takes her mind vitamins and body vitamins. Eva is going to join us today to discuss her newest tool that's going to help us all discover our purpose and prosperity, and it's called Guidance on Demand, How to Get on the Fast Track to Your Personal Connection to Spirit in Order to Fulfill Your Purpose. Manifest whatever you want easily and joyfully and experience life the way it was meant to be. Now, you can go to Guidance on Demand and find out all about it. You can also click on the link that I have on the BTR page about Eva, And it is just so awesome to have you sharing your shine with us this afternoon, Eva. How are you out there on the West Coast?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for that. Wow.
I couldn't
always
fit it all in there, all your
you.
Accolades.
Always fun to hang out with you. Yeah, and just wanted to just make one little tweak to what you said, just to say that the International Coach of the Year was in 2006, and that was not the International Coach Federation. It was another coaching association.
Oh, okay, well,
just for the record,
it's one more than me.
Right?
Okay, then I call you most. You're so humble. You're so sweet to clarify that. Well, listen, we could only wish to have half of the accolades and awards that you've received, my dear, and for good reason, because you really have helped a lot of people change their lives for the better, and that's what you're going to do for us today. Thank you for creating this wonderful new program for us.
Well, listen, this is my heart's work right here.
Well, I would just love to give people an idea, because people who want to get, you know, really into their purpose, they want to be feeling good, happy. I can't imagine anybody doesn't, you know, but there's certain things. We have to have that right key that fits into the door. You know, keys are small things and they have little tiny differences, but it makes all the difference, doesn't it? And whether
Absolutely.
You can open and enter. And I think that you've already invented, you know, you've already invented that wheel for us. You've been doing this. This is your life purpose. So you have these gold nuggets, these diamonds, these priceless gifts to help us get away from the struggle and into the joy. Tell us about what this program, who it's for, and what someone can expect in going through the program.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, you know, the program is called Guidance on Demand. It's where spirituality and practicality merge, and that's exactly what this program is to do, is to help you connect with your own divine guidance in whatever way is your most natural way, and we all have a natural way. And so in this program, the people that are perfect for it are those who, this is going to be obvious, that are spiritually focused. So, you know, you believe in a higher power, you're ready to experience a more direct connection to that higher power so that you can be guided to the right situations, circumstances, places, and people, make good decisions. And another trait would be that you're committed to making a contribution. This is what I'm finding with the people that I work with. You have that desire to make a positive impact and a real difference in the world, and you want that guidance in communicating the value of what you have to offer that really connects with your community and those that are looking for you. Another trait is that you're committed to excellence. Good isn't good enough. Like, you're determined to be your absolute best. Doesn't mean that we don't have our faults and lumps and bumps. It's just that that's our intent. Another trait is that you're committed to success. You're not willing to accept anything less than success, and you're willing to persevere until you reach it. You want to make a difference and be highly successful, and you realize this is your divine birthright. And another one, a big one, is committed to learning and changing. And so you're willing to embrace the spiritual laws, the attitudes, and the practical skills and the habits that are needed to create a direct connection from a very heart-centered, authentic place. And the last one would be really that you're open to doing things differently. You know that in order for things to be different in your life, you have to do things differently, and you're ready to just do that. So you're ready to own your value, step into your full power, and create the level of success you so richly deserve, and do it from a divinely guided place.
And, you know, one of the things in saying all that, and thank you so much for really explaining who this specifically is for, and I'm sure there's a lot of listeners who are saying, okay, I can see myself in this or in that, but one of the things that you do so brilliantly and very uniquely is you really create that bridge between the professional, I guess you would say typical, right, professional business entrepreneur or business owner, but then you bridge so elegantly and seamlessly the spiritual component. And I know that I've read, and I'm encouraging everyone to go to your blog posts and get your newsletters, because you said something once where you talked about people want to be inspired by what you have to share. And isn't that, when you break it down, in spirit, inspired?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
I love, you know, I love, I just love all these little things that you, these great mind vitamins that I get from you, and you know I'm a fan of those. And how you bridge that. Speak to the listeners a little bit more about that bridge that you have seen success with in your business.
Absolutely, because one of the things that I am a huge proponent of is that you bring your whole self to your life and your business. And so that means you don't have your business over here in one place and then you have your spiritual life or your spirituality over in another place, but you bring the two together so there's this beautiful balance of actually applying very good, valid, practical aspects, tools, and techniques, and all of that good stuff to your business. But then you also bring that part of you that is spiritual to your business. So it's, you know, what I call them are spiritual entrepreneurs or spiritualpreneurs. And these are those are that you understand that you bring. Let me just back up a minute and say when I realized this and I started to see how more and more people are beginning to bring this very openly into their businesses and how well that seems to work. It's like this is the wave we're riding right now. It's the wave we're riding. And you cannot separate, I don't believe, not for long, you cannot separate that. You can't have only a part of yourself being presented in your life. We're here to show up fully in all aspects of our lives. And I'll tell you that when I started to integrate the spiritual side of me into my business much more openly than I had for many, many years, and I just that was what I was pulled to do, I was being called to do, and I have to tell you, it felt very vulnerable at the time. And I knew it was something I needed to do, and I needed to step up. And I kept saying, yes, I so want this, I so want this. But at the same time, I was going, and I have this business over here that's working really well for me, and I don't want to rock the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I found out was that the more I kind of tried to keep my full aspects of myself and my spirituality from my business actually started to dry up, and I was not doing anything different except based on how I was feeling. And this is what I've begun to see is going on for a lot of people is that business as usual isn't working anymore.
You know, it's so funny. See, this must be a divine appointment today because I don't ever do – well, I do two shows in a day. But, you know, when you have two great people like yourself and Randy Gage, what can you do,
God,
right?
Oh, God, love him.
Yeah, isn't he amazing?
Yes.
And his risky is the new safe. And then you're talking about you got to put spirituality in. It is a common theme right now, I think, with thought leaders.
Yes, it is. And I'm seeing that more and more. In fact, I'm always thrilled when I feel these people are coming out and then they're talking about their spirituality and their business. I'm going, yes, this is awesome. And it feels so good. It just feels good just to be able to be who you are and be yourself fully and just be yourself authentically and find your way. You know, that's the other thing about being able to tap into yourself in the fuller part of you is that you get to step into who you are. And that can be different from everyone else out there, and it works because it's you. It's not you trying to emulate someone else. And this is something else that I've been seeing a lot of, is that there are those that are extremely successful at the way they do their business, and then they're teaching others how to do it the exact same way, and those people are not successful because it's not them. It's not fully them.
You know, and I love that.
They are.
It's so true, and all I can think of is, you know, if you go to the beauty counters and you get those tests of those perfumes that they always have, those beautiful Lancomes and all those people, you know, they have their great perfumes. And, you know, you smell it in the bottle and it smells one way, but that fragrance, when it hits you, becomes very, very unique to you.
Exactly.
And I kind of look at your divine guidance as that fragrant perfume that, yeah, it's going to smell great, but it's just going to be that much more special once it's attached to you, once it becomes fully yours.
Yes.
So tell people a little bit about how you define divine guidance in this divine guidance system, just so that we can all be starting for the same page before we start sharing some of the how-tos and joining and all this stuff.
Absolutely. So divine guidance can look a lot of different ways, but divine guidance comes to us, first of all, when it comes, it's pure, it's positive. There is, when you're having your intuitive hits, when you're having those eureka moments, you are being, that is guidance. Intuition, of course, and then at the most basic level, your emotional guidance system is how you can know if you're moving towards something you want or not. And that really just comes back to the fundamental law of attraction 101, right? It's whatever you put your focus on and the emotional charge you have on it is how you create. And if that emotional charge is negative, that is you, your guidance saying you are moving in a direction that is not in alignment with who you are. And so this is a way at that very basic level of understanding how you know when you're moving towards what you want or what you don't. But guidance comes as, you know, you can use it for those that are creative as an example. I've heard so many authors when they were being interviewed saying the book wrote itself.
The book wrote itself,
That's the kind of thing that I'm talking about. I just was on an interview with Bob Doyle, who's one of the teachers in The Secret, and he was saying the same thing about his programs. He said, you know, I would sit down, and it was I got just all these downloads that would come to me. And so it can happen like that. If you're a coach, trainer, speaker, author, if you're in the personal growth, transformation sort of industry, you can use it in the same way, like I've used it all these years in my coaching, and it just whatever came through. I've used it to create my programs and services, right? And I've used it to make good. In fact, it's been key in my making good decisions in my life when I've listened, and that's the funny thing. The catch to all of this is that we're always getting guidance. Sometimes it looks like a synchronicity. I mean, there's so many different ways it shows up, but I have been guided, and I have not listened to it, and I have gotten myself into trouble. And this is where I see a lot of people get. They'll get an intuitive hit. They'll get, you know, some idea, and then they don't act on it because they think, is this for real, or it doesn't make sense, or they don't trust it, and then they get into trouble.
But, you know, I'm really glad that, you know, you're so honest. That's what I love about you, Eva, is your honesty. Because I know for myself that's true, and then I'll say, oh, my goodness, I said, you know, if I had just listened to, you know, God speaking to me in that spirit, you know, yeah. It's like, oh, I knew, I had a feeling, why didn't I? Why do you think it is that some of us, and I put myself in there, you know, have moments, some more than others? I mean, you've learned to tune down that static because of what you do every day, but why do you think some of us have that vulnerability to second guess that intuitive spirit speaking to us in that's giving us that divine guidance you're talking about?
You know, it's interesting. The guidance that you get is usually quiet. It's very quiet. It's very at peace, right? Your gremlin is loud and noisy. And that's usually what gets our attention. The other thing is that we are taught to you know, think logically, right? And what we do is we will feel we'll be guided from our heart space, but then we override it with our minds. And we've been taught that. And I'll tell you, here's the right order of play. You lead with the heart. You lead with the heart. And then if you want to bring in the mind, but you don't override it. And so we're trying to lead from our minds rather than our heart space. And so if we're doing that, then, of course, we're not listening. You know, it's a great example of this was a client of mine. Years ago, I was talking with her, and she was talking. I've shared this story in my videos and things if anybody has seen them, but I talked about how she had grown her company very successfully to a seven-figure business, and she decided to bring a business partner into the business. So, and she did everything you're supposed to do. She had a lawyer. She had a business coach. She did her due diligence. She hired that, drew up letters of intent. She did her background research, and she did all the things you're, quote, supposed to do, unquote. And she took on this business partner, and when I was working with her, she said, you know, the entire time that I went through that whole due diligence process, I had this sick feeling in my stomach that something wasn't right. And she overrode that with, no, everything on the outside says, check, check, that works out, that checked out, that checked out, so it must be good. So she overrode her intuition. She didn't take the time just to get quiet and tap in to get a little bit more information about that. And when she got ready to sell her business, due to the underhead and actions of her business partner, her company, who was at one point with seven figures, was absolutely worthless. But the total company's valuation had been driven into the ground. But anybody looking from the outside in would have said she had done everything right, everything. And what she learned was, as we started to work together, is that she could have had 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, to tap in the way that I teach people to do, would have meant a seven-figure success story instead of a seven-figure mistake. And as painful as that was, she did learn to tap into her guidance and to listen, thank God. And she was told, and this is something, too, that people would say, looking from the outside in, she had every right to do, but she was told, she was guided to drop the lawsuit she had filed against her ex-business partner and peacefully release her anger and put that energy into building her new business that would be highly successful. And she did. Now, I don't know how many people would have said, are you kidding? I'm going through with the lawsuit. But she said she stopped it. She absolutely funneled her energy back into her business, and she has a really highly successful business today.
You know, I love your stories. You have so many because you work with some hundreds of thousands of people. So it's always great. I love your real-life stories. And I love stories, I think most people do, because we can see ourselves in them. And, you know, to hear what you're sharing about this particular client, you know, we don't have to wait. We can just enter now and start that time with that silence. And it's just great. It's the Eleanor Roosevelt. You don't live long enough to make all the mistakes yourself. Learn from other people. You know, I mean, we got to do it. I want to direct people, because we can only cover so much here. What you need to do is you need to go to yourguidanceondemand.com, and you'll register there. It's free to register. You're going to get three terrific videos. And, Eva, I'm telling you, you are so great. With the camera loves you. And it's because you have the right message and the sincerity. I love it. And they're great videos. And you speak to in a simple way that we can all understand. Because I think sometimes it can be intimidating. You know, it can be, wow, you know, I'm not doing this thing, this law of attraction thing right, or I'm not understanding what this seems, you know, can I really do this? Is this really possible for me too? And that's the point. It is, because the fact that we're here as human beings, body, mind, and spirit, we already have the components inside. They're already in there. It's like the seed in the ground. We just need a little water and a little sunshine from Eva to get growing, you know?
So I just want to correct you on the website so they make sure they do get to the videos.
Okay.
Because otherwise you're sending them to my regular website, and they're going to go,
what? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no,
okay.
That's okay.
All right.
Right. So what you want to do is you go to yourguidanceondemand.com/go, G-O, /go. That will take you there, and you can enjoy the videos. I'll give you tons in the videos. I teach you how to do this. I give you the reasons why, and I just invite you to go. I've got a couple of gifts that I'm offering so that you can actually have an experience of tapping into your own guidance there as well.
Mm-hmm. And the 12-week course.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Yes. So the 12-week course is the Your Guidance on Demand, and it's a powerful 12-week intensive where you really are being hooked up with your own source of guidance so that you can receive your own information, get your own answers and advice. It's about you creating and enjoying a very clear, open, two-way channel with your spiritual guidance, the kind of guidance that supports you with the information, the perspective, the love, and the comfort you might even need sometimes. It's great to get that. And you will learn how to know the best course of action for your own outcomes, because there's no reason any of us should be struggling with allowing our true, full selves to be expressed. It was the way it was meant to be. It's a hands-on, extremely interactive, experiential program. This is not an informational class on accessing divine guidance. You can buy a book for that. This is a program of experience and implementation in your life right from the first call. So it's not a program you come to the call, you get inspired, and then by the time we get together the next week, you forgot what you were doing. It's a work in progress every day. And each week builds on the week before. You'll understand how to establish a clear intent to access guidance. You'll get simple steps you need to make a very dependable connection with your guidance. You'll understand the two requirements for establishing that connection. You'll also understand and you'll learn the five ways that spirit communicates with us and what your natural intuitive type is, which is very key because it's different for everybody. Like the business where people are teaching people how to do exactly what they're doing, and then the people they're teaching are not successful, it's because we're all different. And it's the same with how we tap into our guidance. And so what I do is I take you through an assessment, and we learn what is your type so that you have the easiest way of accessing it for you. Okay? It's important for me to be able to have a finger on the pulse of those that I work with. So I don't have a program that has even 50, 100 people. I know some of these programs will have hundreds and sometimes thousands in them. I keep these groups extremely small so that they are highly intimate and interactive, and I'm working with each and every one of the folks that are in the program. Every one of you. It's not like, okay, we talked to two people on the call today. Everybody gets attention. Everybody gets support. So when
it's like a family, and you have your own, you have your own friendly angels and spirit guides that help you connecting with this small group, this intimate group.
Yes, I actually do bring my guides in, and they work with the groups that I'm running. Absolutely.
Which is another special, unique component of what it is that you're doing. What are some of the surprising, I know you worked a long time to create this program. You've created many programs. You do, you know, much speaking. You've written many books. You do many radio interviews. You know, so there was something that really was a catalyst why you really felt you needed to create this specific program. What was it exactly that you knew you had to do, or what we out here in the world needed, why we needed this particular program so much right now?
Yeah, it's so interesting because, you know, when I was sharing about how my business was starting to dry up when I was moving more toward the spiritual work that I was being called to, and I really realized that it's so important that we access the fuller parts of ourselves. And the way it came about was I started getting frustrated with some of the information I was getting from spiritual teachers and even other different channels that was contradicting each other. And I got so frustrated at one point I just said, you know what, I don't want to have to depend on what's coming from someone outside myself. I just want to be able to get my own source of clear, reliable information, get my own answers and insights, and not have to rely on anyone outside myself unless I choose to. And, of course, I say that because even when you have your own divine guidance, you don't live in this world in a vacuum. I still have mentors, but, boy, I am tapped in. The decisions I make and who I work with I know are in alignment with me. And so that was when I began to – I did start to get that communication from my higher self and my guides, and I realized that this is something that even their work here is to wake us up to not only being aware of our higher selves and the divine guidance we have access to, but they're here to help us learn how to communicate with that guidance and also to be able to live with it in a day-to-day basis. This is not something that you just access for the time in the morning maybe when you're meditating. It's something you carry with you in your life. And so, go ahead.
No, just so much awesomeness that you're speaking. It's hard. It's like, oh, yeah, I want to catch that. I want to catch that. I just love what you're saying because, you know, and this is the commitment and the teacher in you. It's not like, okay, I'm just going to show you're going to do it. And no, you're going to actually learn how to teach yourself, know yourself.
Yeah.
And even Socrates said, you know, the key is know thyself. And you've really made a commitment to knowing who you are, which is why you're so passionate for all of us on this, listening today to this show, or somebody's listening on replay, to say, look, you got to know where you are on the map first before you start making a journey someplace else. And that's something that I think is so important that you really, really stress, you know. And a lot of times I'll read your work and I'll be like, okay, Eva, just tell me what I think. Hello. Because you put the question out there. You know what I mean? I'm serious. You laugh, but it's so true. I say this to you all the time when I read your work. But it's like, you know, you are out there and you're giving the question and the answer. It's like, and why do you want to know this? And is this you? Or do you, come on, let's confess that. Let's, all right, we've all been there and done that. it's really very refreshing, and you take the intimidation out, I think.
Well, boy, I love hearing that. I love hearing that. You know,
we do too.
I feel like, you know, it's the next stage in our human evolution. And one of the things that I think is so important for everyone to know is this is an opportunity to really step into your own personal power more fully and to find out that you are your own best authority, not someone or something outside yourself. It's like you're learning from your wiser, broader, all-knowing parts of yourself. And that's what I'm passionate about sharing.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's, for me, I'm not a cook. Okay, Eva, I'm not
a good
cook.
I'm not either. Join the club.
I'm not a good cook. It's not it. But, you know, these people that sell, you know, look at Julia Child. How many millions of cookbooks did she sell? Well, I guarantee you, not everybody had this exact cookie cutter taste when they followed her recipe.
Right.
They put their own flavor into it.
Exactly.
But boy, she kept selling those books and people kept buying them and people kept making the recipe. So it was still working. I think, you know, you really forced us to shift our idea about, you know, how are we defining that success? And your success is not necessarily more or less of your success is not necessarily taking anything away from the way my success might look like following
Absolutely.
Your plan. And, you know, there's enough sunshine for us to all get that spiritual suntan. And I think that that's one of the things.
Love that.
You know, I tell you, the cold medicine, it's really. You know, I really do think that's why, you know, the law of attraction, you do it very different from other people. And, you know, I still hear it on the downloads from your old show. I get comments and feedback on that way. But you know, I think that this is why it's different the way that you're presenting it in this particular package so that there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everybody's different. So my whole thing is we have to find out where your strengths and your uniqueness is, and you play to that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So let's direct people before we run out of time, because we've only got a few more minutes, and I actually should check to see if there are any callers in the that would be nice in the room. Let people know where they can go to sign up, visit your website, get these videos, sign up for the because the program discount is only good till this Saturday, not that you couldn't sign up at any time, but
right.
Let them know where to go to get on board with this.
Absolutely. So the videos, which gives you a really great understanding of all of this, is at yourguidanceondemand.com/go. And if you want to find out more about the program itself, you can go to yourguidanceondemand.com/deb.
Oh, you're too cute.
Well,
I just want to be like you when I finally grow up. I'm telling you.
Oh, my God. Let's don't grow up, please. Let's don't grow
up.
Oh,
that's right. That's overrated. I think I saw that somewhere on a tweet. Don't grow up. It's overrated. All right. So that's good. So I just want to make sure that you all know how to get there. Something that surprised you when you were creating this program that maybe, you know, your angel revealed to you, or something that you were most shocked about and going, wow, that's so terrific. That's so right on. Anything that you'd like to share with people listening?
Well, which ones? Whew. Great question. First of all, the fact that this was going to be my life's work before I had stepped into it was my first shocker. But after that, what I realized is that the truth is that this is not for just a select few of people. It's for everyone, every single person, without exception. Without exception.
Mm.
And it's up to you who have the desire to do it to choose to step into it. That's the difference. So there is, you know, it's like this. Everybody or almost everybody knows how to run. Not everyone's a marathon runner, but everyone or almost everyone knows how to run. And with practice, you can always get even better with it wherever you are.
Mm.
And so we all have access to this. It's here right now. It's been ready and waiting. Your higher self, those in the higher realms, are eagerly waiting for you to just say yes.
Mm, I love that. And, you know, it's like asking, in some ways, Eva, it's almost like if you, and I don't have, well, I have mini schnauzers, but I don't have children, but even with my mini schnauzers, I mean, if you were to say to me, well, do you love Beiju more than Zuzu, or a parent, do you love, you know, which parent do you love more, or to a parent, which child do you love more? And if we could look at ourselves in that way you just described, that we're all unique, like that special child that you have, or that special child that you are, if we could all look at ourselves like that, then we would dump that compare and despair. We would dump that, okay, this is for somebody else should have prosperity and not me, or this is for somebody else, or I don't really have any special gifts. If we could look at it from that standpoint that we are that one of a kind, and while we're here, we need to shine as bright as possible, which makes it our responsibility to step into, you know, our greatness and success, then I think that we can, you know, really step into this with a more, I don't want to say deserving, because I don't want to be arrogant, but I think there's a humility that this is a God-given gift that we need to appreciate, and we can show appreciation by being our best with it. You know, if I gave you a gift and you threw it in a drawer, that wouldn't be very nice to me. But if I give you a gift and you display it in the china cabinet, you know, then I'm like, wow, thank you. And we are that gift, and we need to put ourselves in that china cabinet. Isn't that what divine guidance is all about?
Yes, yes. Embrace yourself fully, precious beings. Yes.
All righty. There it is. Do it now. Do it now. Oh, Eva, I love what you're doing and how you're doing it, and I just want to make sure that people, again, know how to, you know, any final thoughts that you want to leave for people before we go and give them the information to sign up again?
I just want to let you know, if you have the desire for this, you have the ability to do it. And it's a lot easier than you think. You have it within you. And so be willing to say yes to it. Don't compromise.
Beautiful. And with that, can you give us the information again to get connected to you and
absolutely,
and all of those links, the correct links?
Yes.
Let you do it, and I know it'll be done right.
That's right. They'll be very simple. Both of them are yourguidanceondemand.com/go will get you into the 3-part video series and a couple of gifts that you will have to download there. And yourguidanceondemand.com/Deb will take you to all of the information you could possibly ever want to know about the program.
Perfect. Awesome. And, wow, favorite quote, anything else you want to, before we say goodbye, because it's always such a pleasure to have you on. And I want to remind people, if Eva has been a blessing to you, and I know she has, if you can share this show with a friend, that is something that doesn't take any time or any big amount of money. And this might be something that you find out, you know, I'm going to do this with a family member, or I'm going to do this and we're going to split the cost of it, and I'm going to do it with my friend and or my business partner. We're getting ready to start a business. Or maybe, you know, like a book club. I know that in our area, you know, I always am honored when somebody says, you know, Deb, we're going to use your book for a book club for X, Y, and Z. And, you know, they all kind of put money in a pool, and then they get, you know, what they want for the books, and then they use them as the workbook and everything.
Awesome.
You know, this is something that people could pull together, and even, you know what I mean? If they felt that there was something that they needed to for right now. You know, there's a lot of creative ways to get the knowledge that they need from you, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I guess if I was to leave you with anything, that it, two things. One is, our thoughts and our feelings are the colors that paint our reality, and to pay attention to those thoughts and feelings, and to understand that that word inspired does mean in spirit. And so when you're moving from a place of inspiration, everything falls into place naturally.
Well, that's delicious. Let's just marinate in that. Eva, you're so awesome. We love you, and I love what you're doing. You always bring a smile to my face. Just thinking about you makes me happy. So I just want to thank you again for sharing your shine with us, and make sure that you out there, let's all help each other. You know, being the best that we were created to be, Eva, that's what she does. And, you know, there's more than enough for all of us to be happy and prosperous. And the good thing is that when I'm doing my best and you're doing your best and Eva's doing her best, guess what? That's the perfume that is the fragrance around everybody else. They're going to be able to be their best. So, you know, let's focus on this. I love that, what you said, the paint, your thoughts, and the painting the canvas. And I love that definition of inspired, being in spirit. And you help people do that all the time, Eva. So God bless you. And love hugs and angel sprinkles and all that good stuff,
love you,
too.
Love you. Love what you're doing with your show, too. Always good to hang out with you.
Absolutely. And you're going to come back again. I always have to get you on air to make sure that I have that on the record, that we'll get you to come back again, because it's always such a joy. All right, everybody. Go out there. Connect with Eva. She's somebody you definitely, definitely want to connect with to bring out the best in you. And as Jim Rohn says, you are those five people you associate with, so you need to be careful who you're hanging out with. But Eva's a good person. She's going to bring out your best. And in those famous worlds, you know that I love to close with Oscar Wilde. Be yourself, because everybody else is already taken. Go out, make it a great day. Connect with Eva. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking, and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.